You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. This has been fun. We are talking now about the 8 financial tips for young adults. I am joined again by my daughter, Jessie, and my wife, Tammy. Welcome, guys.
Thanks Hello. For having us.
Or welcome, ladies. How about that? Be a little more appropriate. So I think young adults could use a lot of financial tips, but Jessie, do you think they'll listen?
Probably not until they actually experience it themselves. Real definitely.
Life experience. It's hard to really listen to tips when you already know it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that too. Yeah, they're entitled, right?
I mean, how often do you try to tell a young person something? I know. Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. Oh, really? How would you know? Did you learn that at birth? Was it just passed down to you through the womb?
It's very possible.
All right, so let's jump into this. So number one financial tip is learn self-control. Jessie, you have a lot of self-control when it comes to money. Where did that come from?
I don't know. It came pretty natural, just knowing that if I don't have the money for something, not to do it. Living below the means rather than at the means or above the means, definitely.
Tammy, how about you? What do you think of that? You have
self-control. Well, I'm really proud of her for saying that because that's what I tried to teach.
Yes. Now, she said it came naturally, but it probably actually got taught to her before she remembers
it. Yeah, before I, like subconsciously, like.
It's possible. Right. Mm-hmm. So, my family, we were, you know, blue collar workers and had a household on a budget and definitely had, you know, my parents were always on a budget and managing money. So I think that came from that. My grandpa, you know, he came from the Great Depression era, which still put his money in a sock under the mattress kind of deal. So, you know, I think that came handed down for me.
From somebody who, you know, I've studied sales for a lot of years, and in lots of sales training classes, they teach you to make you basically to take the logic out of it for somebody that's trying to buy and take it to emotion. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the reason they want to take it to emotion is that that's when people will give up their self-control. Is when they can lose their logic and make an emotional decision. Mm-hmm. And when you think about that as a consumer, don't fall for it.
Well, and I think, Jess, I don't know about you, but I know Dylan has shared that they've been inundated with credit card opportunities all the time.
Oh, yeah. The instant that I went in for my student loans, that's when they started coming in.
Oh, yeah. Dangle candy right in front of the baby.
Yeah. But I always rip them up and just throw them away.
So that leads us to number 2, take control of your own financial future.
Yeah. Nobody is going to do it. You know, if you want to know who's going to do it for you, yeah, just take a look in the mirror and say, yeah, if it is to be, it is up to me. Mm-hmm. And that's really the attitude that you have to take. That's really one of the reasons why I'm not a believer in the lottery. That, you know, I don't want to win the lottery. I don't want to have an inheritance because, you know, that's waiting for somebody else to do something for me where I'd rather just take control of it and do it myself.
Yeah. And if that, like, going back to that perfection thing, like knowing that it's okay to make those mistakes so that you learn from them and have that failure to kind of make your own future, even if you have to stumble through it. Sometimes.
Well, and I think too, instead of, you know, because I'm guilty of this sometimes of just sitting back waiting for someone else to do it, is just taking charge of my own life and, you know, reading up on things, books, listening to the show, looking up articles online, whatever it is you need to do to arm yourself of taking control of your own financial future, it's in your hands to do so. And we could go with the fact that we don't know how to go about doing it, but I'm pretty sure this day and age, people know how to use computers.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's what you hear a lot is that I'm just not interested in it. I'm not interested in learning about it. I'm not interested in studying it. Mm-hmm. Well, you must be pretty interested in being broke.
Yeah, it's like when you have to be interested, you're definitely going to be. When you have only a few dollars to your name, that's when it's going to be a problem.
When it's just one of those necessities of things that you better learn about money. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes our world go around, and unfortunately, it is a driver that, you know, if you don't plan for your retirement, you better not wait for the government to take care of you.
Yeah, right. And I hear Dylan, like he goes through, and Derek too.
He's our 24 and our 25-year-old.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. When they're dating, it's the most expensive time of their life. Well, Derek has figured that out. Like, I'll pay for me, you pay for you. And just on a good, on occasion, on an, a special event that he'll pick up the tab on both. It's just the reality of being a college kid.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Number three, yep. Jesse.
Know where your money goes.
Now, you you had a very clear understanding of where all your money goes. Mm-hmm. Where you and Cody spend your money, where you budget your income.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of our things are set with automatic withdrawal. We know when and where those come out at and where they're going to. And, you know, for the ones that still have checks, we send that off when we need to. We have a budget in mind. It might not be exactly where we're thinking, but we accommodate in other places.
Right. So a couple of things that are important with this. So starting out with a budget, and hopefully it's a written budget, but for somebody that's super conservative, it doesn't even have to be a written budget. Because like Jesse, you said you guys don't have a written budget. However, no. You do have a budget because you guys spend a pretty limited amount of money mm-hmm. all the time, and you don't necessarily need a written budget for that. The other way to know where your money goes, here's something that's real simple. And you know, almost every bank account will allow you to export the last 6 months of transactions. You can export it to Excel. So once you export it to Excel, it will automatically categorize them for you. And if it's not categorized correctly, then you can either sort it by payee or you can sort it by the category. And that's a real quick way to see exactly where your money goes. You can see the real facts of it. It's not just theory at that point. All right, number four, yep, Kim.
Number four, start an emergency fund. So this is one of the things that the mantra that you need to create is pay yourself first. So whether that's, I think you've had a formula, Doug, in the past.
Yeah, so the formula for the emergency fund that I recommend is 4 to 6 months of house payments. Mm-hmm. So if you're paying rent, then 4 to 6 months of rent. And that seems like a lot for like a starving college student.
Well, but let's just, you know, dial it back down for a young adult living at home. So any money that you make, you know, we could go with the 10%, giving back to yourself, the 10% of tithing.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing, it, putting it into something. And Dylan had, in high school, he would, any money he earned, he was putting into savings, and he actually got into stocks at that time. So that was his way of saving.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the 8 financial tips for young adults. Next, number 5 on the list, Jesse.
Start saving for retirement now.
Well, that's a tough one for a lot of people because you know, I had somebody tell me when I was very young, he said, no matter what your income level, you should be saving 50% of your income. And I thought, that's absolutely crazy. All right, so let's not say 50%, that might be crazy. Let's say if you could save 10% of your income and you start saving it from wherever you are, this is the differentiator between people that accumulate wealth and people that don't. Mm-hmm. Okay, the people that most people, they spend money first and then they save what's left over at the end of the month. People that accumulate wealth flip that model upside down. They decide in advance how much they're going to save. So if it's going to be 10%, for instance, they save that first, and what's left is all they can spend. And when it's gone, that's all there is. You know, they don't go in debt. You don't start,
right.
You know, you don't put it on credit cards if you can't right. afford it.
I mean, that is the principle I had, I guess, when Jesse was growing up. That's what I had adapted for sure.
All right. So number 6, get a grip on taxes.
That dreaded tax season.
Yes, it right is.
Now. It is really important as a young adult to understand how your income taxes work. And when you get your very first paycheck, have someone explain it to you. It's okay to not know what's going on, and it's really important to, you know, have it explained. And you can even find some mistakes sometimes because, I mean, accounting bookkeepers do make mistakes sometimes also. So.
Well, and one of the important things here when it comes to getting a grip on taxes is mm-hmm. is not even just about filing a tax return, but it's about understanding your net paycheck.
Correct. That's okay, what I'm
so
saying.
If yeah. you're budging yourself in and you understand what your gross is, you can't use that math. You have to figure out what is actually going to show up in your account every month and work your budget from there.
Right. That's right. So number 7, guard your health. Jess, you have anything on that?
Yep. Miss nursing student.
Yeah. It's important to be able to guard your health, you know, just how it says. You want to be able to make sure that you have enough money to set aside to pay for the broken arm because little Billy fell out of the tree. You know, you want to be able to
premium.
Yeah, exactly. You want to make sure that when those unexpected things happen, to be able to pay for them, set up a health savings account. Me and my husband just decided to do that not too long ago when premiums went up at his work. So,
all right. So number eight on the list is to guard your wealth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to build that fortress around it. And what are you going to do to keep that money from you know, getting out of your hands? And you know, I call it offense and defense. Okay, offense is the amount of money you're bringing in. Defense is your ability to keep the money from getting out of your family. Okay, and I don't care whether you are negotiating something on Craigslist. Tammy, you always laugh at me on this because I always try to negotiate everybody down. But it's either my family or their family, and I have a responsibility to be a good steward with money and guard our wealth and make sure that, you know, any kind of risks that we take are, you know, they're guarded risks, because I know when I was younger, I wasn't a very good risk manager. Now I've tried to make a measured risk, never put too high of a percentage of your income into risk at any one time.
That's right. That's right. And so if you're a young person and or you know of a young person, I think it'd be a great opportunity to connect with Doug. And Doug, how would they get a hold of you to kind of go over their financial future?
All right. So if you want to get on the right financial track and you're a young person, I will give you a free consultation. I can't give this to a massive amount of people because I just don't have enough time to be able to do that. But the first three people that reach out to us, if you want to have a financial consultation for somebody young in your family, reach out to me at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. You can text me or you can call and leave a voicemail on there, and we will set up a time with you very soon. So if you want to see these eight financial tips for young adults, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com, download these tips. And coming up, we are going to be talking about some of the major changes that have happened in the mortgage industry and how you can use it to your benefit. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.